Be'ezer Hashem, last night what we had begun was the halachas in regards to bishul achar bishul, and that could be found in Sif Dalet, that we had seen that when you have a tavshil and special called sarko, then it's not subject to bishul. However, if it's a liquid, so then in such a case, then the Mechaber said that in Sif Dalet, three lines from the bottom, Vahani Mili, that's on page 267, Vahani Mili Sheesh Bo Bishul Acha Bishul V'Tavshul Sheesh Bo Marak. There, if you have a Tavshul that has soup inside, so something liquidy, Avodavashin Spashul Kvarvu Yavesh, but if it's something that is already cooked and it's dry, so then Mutul Shroso V'Chamin. Then in such a case, you're allowed to soak it. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Chav Dalet comments the following. So, we mentioned already last time, before we do the Mishnah Berurah, that this itself is a big machlokas Rishonim. If you take a look at the Ber Halacha, Dibra Maskul Yeshbo Mishum Bishul, so there you have many Rishonim, there are, or let me rephrase that, some Rishonim who say that if it's a Dover Lach, then in such a case we say Bishul Achar Bishul. But there are many, many more Rishonim in the Beis Yosef who hold Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'Dover Lach than Rishonim who hold Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'Dover Lach. Nevertheless, the Psak of the Mechaber is clear. However, the Ramah is much more complicated. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Chav Dalet, there the Ramah is quoted as follows: Avar Ramah leKamon B'Sif Tezvav Baga Kasam. The calls manchlon the standing of Gamri Nogu Lahakil, the Ein Bo Mishum Bishul, that as long as it's not entirely cold, our custom is to say that you're allowed to reheat the food. You would be allowed to reheat the food according to the Ramah. What is that Ramah? So let's take a look at the Ramah in Sif Tezvav. The Ramah concludes Sif Tezvav. Our minig is to be mako if the liquid hasn't become entirely cold. That's on page 275. If the food hasn't become entirely cold, so then in such a case, we're not concerned about bishul achar bishul. So if we would take the Ramah literally, you're not allowed to leave now, because maybe we're not supposed to take the Ramah literally. But if we would take the Ramah literally, so then in such a case, the halacha would be as follows. We would crunch the halacha as follows. According to the Mechaber, you have food. Let's say you had chicken, a stew, a chicken stew. The chicken stew has some nice gravy inside and stuff like that. You want to reheat it. You want to reheat it. So what's the halacha going to be? What's the halacha going to be? The halacha will be, you should know that Reb Nevin Zal Shlita, someone comes into the shir, he'll stop the entire shir. I don't know if you've ever seen this. If he's not sitting, he couldn't find a seat, or he's not comfortable, he'll stop the entire shir to make sure that the person is comfortable to pull it. So I saw you didn't have a place for the Mishnah Berurah. So if my Rebbe, who's a Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik, he does it, so then Kal V'Chomer, someone who's an Am Aretz and is a Beinoni, so then certainly it's a Kal V'Chomer. You know, something else I should learn from them, so I don't. Do you know that Rav Nevin Zal always comes to shir 10 minutes early? He waits for the boys. Not that the boys wait for him. He waits for the boys. He comes 10 minutes early. He's a malach. What can I do? We could learn from him. But anyhow. So, nachzor l'inyanenu. So, when it comes to the halacha of the mechaber, so the mechaber holds that if you have a chicken stew, and the chicken stew has become a little bit cold, boom! The halacha is that you can't cook it anymore. That's what we saw in Shin Yud Ches Dalet. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatan Chav Dalet, comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the halacha is that the Ramah would hold that as long as the chicken stew is not entirely cold, as long as the chicken stew is not entirely cold, the halacha is that you're allowed to reheat it. That's the literal meaning. But you're not allowed to leave now, because it could be that that is an open question, what exactly Mitzdani Lagamri means. Let's now go back to our Mishnah Berurah. So that's what our Mishnah Berurah means in Siv Dalid on page 267. He says, "Ava Ramal Kamon B'Sif Tezva Ba'Agah Kasav." The calls man shalom itznan in legamri no gula hakel dein bo mishum bishul. Any time that itznan in legamri, our meaning is to be makel because it won't be subject to the halachos of bishul. So far, so good. Rabbo said that's exactly the pshat of the Mishnah. But here we have a fundamental machloikis in svara. I know that chas v'chalila you can't learn too much iyun when you're learning halacha. Chas v'chalila would be bitul halacha. We call it bitul Torah, bitul halacha. But to appreciate the halacha, it's important to understand the svara over here of what the Ramah is saying. What's the svara that the Ramah is driving at? And this will help us in terms of understanding halacha l'maisa. Let me ask you the following question: why would the Ramah say that there's a difference between whether it's nitzdani legamri versus regular nitzdani? What's the rule of thumb? The regular rule of thumb is that everybody agrees, if you have tea that is 39 degrees Celsius, 42 degrees Celsius, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, what did we say is Yad Salah? It's about 45 degrees Celsius. And it's basically hot, but you cooked it from 42 degrees to 46 degrees. Boom! Everybody agrees. If we could agree on what is the threshold of Yad Salah at this boat, everybody agrees you were over the issue of the last. So now I have a question. I understand the Pesach of the Mechaber. Mechaber makes sense. Mechaber says, you dip below Yad Salah's boat, boom! You cook it up again, issue of the last. Straightforward. But the Ramah says, okay, you can cook 39 degrees, cook up. 30 degrees, cook up. Nitzdani legamri, now it's aser. Mamanav shach. If it's aser, then it should be aser at 39 degrees. And if it's mutter, then it should be mutter even if it's nitzdani legamri. Okay, it's a basic question. Who asked this question? Everybody who's learning asks this question. So it comes along the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish gives an answer. In Siman Lamed Zayin, Sifkat and Yud Gimel, comes along the Chazon Ish, and he says that the halacha is that really the Ramah paskins like those who hold Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'Davar Lach. Bang. Mutter. That's why 39 degrees mutter, that's why 30 degrees mutter. Why is it also at 20 degrees? He says, it's a Gzera Midrabban. This is not a Din D'Oraisa. The Mechaber and the Ramah look at Bishul in two different ways when it comes to Davar Lach. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'Davar Lach. But if he reaches Netzan in the Gami, then there's a Gzera Midrabban. What's this Gzera Midrabban? Gzera Midrabban is that somebody's going to see you taking something that's entirely cold. He's going to think it's never been cooked before. If he's going to think that's been never cooked before, so then he'll think that Bishul's Mutter on Shabbos. If it's lukewarm, they'll say, it was cooked already. So he'll learn the halacha of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. That's fine. You taught him a halacha. There's no mitzvah only to learn chumras. You have to learn all the halachas, both chumras and kulas. So you taught him a kula, matov manoim, but a kula that's emes. Kula that's emes is just as much taira as a chumra that's emes. So fine, you taught him a halacha. But if it's a stani legamri, then you're going to teach him something that's not halacha, that's hefach halacha. What are you going to teach him? That Bishul on Shabbos is mutter? That we have gzeira midrabanan. So far, so good. Azoy zok. I'm sorry for the banging over here. So azoy zok. The Chazon Ish says this pshat in the Ramah. That's one way of understanding the Ramah. Questions?
Yeah. But Ram Hashem, it's still going to be if it's not in the Gamre, then we're saying even if you bring it not past that.
If it's Nitzdani Legamri, if you bring it past Yatzalah, it's from Nitzdani Legamri, past Yatzalah, this book. No. You're right. According to the Mechaber, we say the first Bishul is gone. Ozda Bishulo. The Ramah holds, we never say Ozda Bishulo. Why? What would the Ramah's Svara be? Right.
We only say that when
we
lukewarm,
no. Right. For when he's lukewarm, we say that it's still mutter. Correct. When it's cold, in terms of Bishul Daraisa, it's mutter. It's going to be mutter. In terms of Bishul Darabanan, so then by Nitzdani Legamri, then we're going to be Machmir. Good? Oh, yeah.
The issue is not the cooking itself, it's how it's going to receive it.
That's right. That's a whole shash here. It's not Bishul. That's right. That's a right. Exactly. Or maybe even what you yourself think. We're not necessarily have to be anybody else. Also, what you're thinking Either way, however you masbir the nuance of that halacha, that's the shot. Magen Avram disagrees. Magen Avram in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Katan Lamed Zayin says that even according to the Ramah, Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol B'davar Lam. Even according to Ramah, there is Bishol Achar Bishol B'davar Lam. Aye. Then why is it that we're machmer only if it's Nitzdan in the Gamri? So that's a big question. So I have an answer based on Rav Neman Sal, Shita, based on Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Neman Sal says that Nitzdan in the Gamri doesn't mean Nitzdan in the Gamri. It means Nitzdan that you would say to your wife, honey, I think we need to heat up the soup again. If you would say to your wife, honey, I need to heat the soup up again, then that would be considered nitzdane lagamri. So the word is that yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach, but nitzdane, when do we consider by a davar lach that it's nitzdane? Something that's already been cooked, we don't say it's azda bishulo, the effect of the bishul is gone, until you reach the point that you wouldn't eat it as a hot food. So the mechaber, so the machlokes is a different machlokes. Mechaber is a purist. Mechaber says, yatzal espo, yatzal espo, yatzal espo. The Ramah is a pragmatist. The Ramah says, pragmatically, do we look at whether this bishul has been gone? This is the machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Magen Avraham, and we can understand the Magen Avraham based on what Rav Neman Sal taught us from Rav Shlomo Zalman or Bach Zatzal. Where Rav Shlomo Zalman get it from? He got it from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes this, I believe, in Sif Katan Tes, in Shin Yud Ches. Hence, bottom line, Halach L'maisa could always come out in our hand with Halach L'maisa. Halach L'maisa, you have food that you want to put back onto the fire because you wanted to cook it up again. If it's Yavesh, Mutter, no problem, you can put it back onto the fire. If, however, it has soup inside, it has liquid inside, so then in such a case, mechaber, once it's Yatzal Espo, boom, awesome. Ramah, Nitzdani Lagamri. Ah, what does Nitzdani Lagamri mean? So that's a machlokes. One way of understanding is Nitzdani Lagamri is literally, like the Chazon Ish understands, and therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, the Svara is that Nitzdani Lagamri is all based on the idea that people are going to get confused and to think you're allowed to cook something that's cold, but it's lukewarm, they're not going to get confused. Or you're going to say, no, Nitzdani Lagamri doesn't mean Nitzdani Lagamri, like our Messiah from Reb Shlomo Zalman. So if that's a Nitzdani Lagamri means that the moment's no longer used as hot. That's so, then the Ramah has a different definition of bishul once it's been cooked by a davar lach. Not when it dips under yatzal edespo, but azda bishulo, when the bishul is gone. That's this definition of azda bishulo, kach nira lahazbir.
According to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, it's a subject.
No, it's like sewing a dress. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, was asked in the Sefer Ma'or Shabbos, your exact question. He was asked, how do you define whether it's no longer eaten as soup anymore? So Shlomo Zalman says, you follow Rov B'nai Adam. Even for you, maybe you're an instantist, you do it one way or other. Shlomo Zalman writes, you follow Rov B'nai Adam. So this is the Havana. Bishmak.